Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Barbara Johnson. So when you started, Columbia Center was owned by the DeBartolo Corporation and then changed hands and became a Simon Mall, which it is currently. What was that transition like for you professionally?
It was interesting because DeBartolo was a little more hands-on than Simon was at the time. And so we had to have quite a bit of, retraining on. You don't have to pick up the phone and call and ask anybody to do something. You can just make the decision. You're the mall manager, so do it. And after we kind of got over that comfort level as to what we could and couldn't do, I thought it was great. I love the Simon family and the corporation that I work for. They have are always really good about whatever we think is best for the property. They will, take it into consideration. And hopefully, if we can make it happen, they will.
When that transition happened, and that's been a while, but could you see a difference in what the customer experience would be like at Columbia Center under Simon versus DeBartolo, or did it matter?
I don't really think at that time it mattered. The two companies merged, so for a while they were just still had a lot of the same things that we did in terms of marketing and management for DeBartolo and Simon. Later after the merger and DeBartolo got out of the picture altogether, then the Simon Company really kind of changed directions in terms of, things that they wanted to focus on. And so, again, it became a really big push to make sure that we had local people in the mall. Local leasing became a really big factor, which is something I really love to do, and I love to go out and talk to local retailers and help them, see the potential of what you could do in the mall, which a lot of the local people, some had been able to see that under the previous owners, but others had no idea that we could get them into the mall. And we've got several successful retailers that started as small businesses here in the Tri-Cities that are still in the mall today.
So like you had to kind of overcome the perception that you need to be a national retailer to be in the mall.
And people always thought, oh, the mall's too expensive. Mm-hmm. I can't afford the mall. Well, that wasn't always the case. And so we just had to spend some time kind of nurturing some of these people outside of their, box of thinking that I can't afford the mall, because a lot of them could, and a lot of them absolutely flourished. And obviously when you come to the mall, you see customers from all over the Tri-Cities, but also from Eastern Oregon, Eastern Washington, Yakima, all the way up the valley. And so those were customers that they were not used to seeing at their own little business in whatever little city they were in.
Sure. So Simon Mall has a large national footprint. How have you been able to stay here all the time? Because, in a large corporation like that, there's times where they want you to relocate, or it kind of becomes part of the expectation. How have you been able to stay here all these years?
That's a really good question. And of course, I have been offered many opportunities to move. But again, my husband and I decided that we love the Tri-Cities so much. We have invested so much in this community that our family lives here. My son lives here with our grandchildren. We decided that just isn't what we wanted to do. So we made an effort to kind of sit down as a family and say, mom's got some opportunities here. Do we want to move here or here? And we all decided that this was such a great place that we didn't want to leave.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Barbara Johnson.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Redder & Company Sotheby's International Realty.